This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Major League Soccer on the BetRivers Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome on into the Betting Weekly MLS podcast brought to you by our friends at BetRivers Casino and Sportsbook. I'm Thomas Viola, and joining me is none other than my faithful co-host, Taylor Wilson. Taylor, how are you doing today?
Doing great, Tom. Maybe a little bit too much hubris from last week. You and I with a rare, very successful weekend, Tom, in MLS last week. You know, it feels a little bit to me like MLS is gearing back into the MLS that we knew pre-pandemic. I don't know if I'm allowed to say post-pandemic, if we're there yet, but whatever this era that we're in, you know, it's not the MLS Cup is, you know, MLS's back tournament. It's not all this weirdness of those last couple of years. It feels like, again, betting overs, betting huge road dogs. This is why we love MLS, Tom, and a lot of that kind of stuff hit last week.
It really did. We had a great week. I went 6-4. You went 7-3. That's a quality 13-7 overall. Some quick shout outs here. Great work hitting on Montreal as a 4-1 dog. We both loved that over in El Trafico. We both loved the Union versus the against the Crew. And of course, Nashville came through big for us. A great week overall.
Yeah, fantastic. And like you say, like there were some kind of tough losses late, but also some great wins late, right? Like a lot of great second half action, which that also is a really good indicator that we're watching MLS soccer. So I like the slate a little bit more than you do this week, Tom. So let's try to do it again.
That's right. Let's dive right into it. This is an interesting slate for me because there are some games that I just want no part of, but the games that I want action on, I really, really like. So let's get right into it. Let's start off Montreal versus Vancouver. Montreal coming off a nice win over New York Red Bulls. You called that one. Great work. That sunk my parlay, but neither of these teams are terribly good. If I was to play this game, I'm going to go with Vancouver. They're at plus 380 right now over with our friends at Bet Rivers. And if I was going to play this game, I feel like I want to take a shot on the 4-1 dog. These teams I feel like are about evenly matched, but this won't be a game that I'm actually playing in.
Yeah, if you're taking a side, I fully agree with this. This is a nice Canadian derby, if you can call a derby that when it's 3,000 miles away. I like the over here, Tom. Over 2.5 at minus 137. That's maybe a little bit juicier than some people would like. I have absolutely no issue with that price. This over would have hit in 5 of the 6 MLS games this year for Montreal. The only kind of underplays for MTL this year have been in the Champions League, really. In MLS, it's just been goals, goals, goals. And actually, Vancouver, a team that really historically, since their founding, and even this year, feels like a perennial under team, 4 of their 6 would have gone over on the 2.5 as well so far this year. Now, there's a little bit of flukiness there, you know, weird game against Portland. There's all kinds of weirdness. This isn't Major League Soccer after all, but I just think 2.5 is a very reasonable number. Anytime in this league, you can find an over 2.5 where you're not laying a ton of juice, and both teams on the trend data, on the personnel, it makes sense. And I think that is the case here. I'm always going to take it. So I like this. Again, I understand people that want to look at a plus 137 instead of a minus 137 play, but it's all about making money, Tom. And I like the over here at 2.5.
Exactly. And this is an over league. This is a league where if I have a chance to bet the overs and I'm liking that number, I'm going to feel a lot more comfortable with that than an under. So I'm more than content to ride that with you. Like I said, looking at it for me, maybe a shot on Vancouver, but this is a no play for me officially. I will follow you on that over 2.5. The next game up on the board, though, is the Quakes versus Nashville. And I might be repping my legendary Wando jersey right now, but Taylor, Nashville on the road right now is plus 148. The Quakes, $1.85 as home dogs. No question about it here. Give me Nashville plus 148. Them getting this plus money as a road favorite in this matchup is criminal. I'm seeing from some sources of questionable verifiably accurate, questionable accuracy that Matias Almeida's house in San Jose might be on the market.
Uh-oh.
He's not very interested in coaching this team right now. This team is bad. Their best players are hurt. I don't care that they're at home. I'm taking the plus money with Nashville as a road dog, as a road favorite in this spot. If I lose, it's because the Quakes channel that never say die magic that has eluded them so far this year. But Nashville's already gotten it done on the road. They beat SKC last week. They started the year against Portland with a win in Portland, which is a much tougher place to play than San Jose. Give me Nashville all day here, which means that the Quakes are coming out with a win. But on the bright side, that means that I get to celebrate that instead.
Have you ever washed the Wando jersey, Tom? Or is it just you keep it nice and funky? I really hate that the Quakes still haven't won. I was hoping they would get it out of their system last week, because then I'd like this Nashville play even more.
They were up 2-1 in the first half.
I mean, that game was absolutely insane. I just... Knowing how this league works, I really feel more comfortable when a team kind of gets their win out of the way, and then I know that they're not going to do it this week. However, everything you just said is totally accurate. The price is wrong. Nashville is a much, much better team. This is still a team, you know, it's been a mixed bag early in the season where teams are trying to figure themselves out. I still think Nashville at the end of the year is going to be right there with one of the better teams in the league. And you're going to see that on display here. Plus 148, I just, honest, in a vacuum, you take the home away stuff out, you put this in Central Florida and MLS's back tournament, Nashville's like a minus 200 favorite here. Plus 148 is an absolutely fantastic price. Full agreement, Tom, which is scary as always, but I'm with you on that.
Hey, it worked well for us last week when we were in full agreement. Yep. Hopefully we can keep that train rolling and roll with the hot hand here. I will also say one game that I was just downright wrong on was I had the under in the Quakes Houston game, which finished 4-3. Each team got there on their own. That was dead in the first half.
Yep.
But let's move on here, because this one sounds like a Supreme Court case. We've got Atlanta versus the FCC. You're Atlanta United taking on FC Cincinnati. They are minus 175. Atlanta is at home in this contest. Do you like Cincinnati at a lit plus 420? A draw plus 320. I mean, the money line prices here, unless you're going to go with FC Cincinnati on your play like last week of, if I play every 4-1 dog, one of them's probably going to hit. I could see that logic, but this is another stay away game for me. I just don't have anything in this particular contest that I'm looking at. The total is pretty prohibitive for me at 2.5 at minus 165 to the over. Like, where are you going here? You know, Atlanta.
Well, this is a situation where I think you got to get a little bit more creative. So I immediately started looking into the same game parlay market. Earlier this year, I took Atlanta to win and both teams to score against Charlotte. This feels like a fairly similar situation. And you can get that play, Atlanta to win, both teams to score, parlay together at plus 210. Now you might say, oh, do I really want Cincinnati in anything? But actually the attacking numbers for Cincy this season have been pretty impressive. I mean, this is a team that leads the league in key passes. They've been putting the ball in the back of the net. Defensively, they are a mess. And it's not as if they're, you know, you don't watch them and you're not watching mid-2000s Barcelona offensively either. But when they're in the box, they really can be pretty scary. I also like the narrative of Brandon Vazquez coming back to Atlanta and scoring. This is a guy who backed up Joseph Martinez for years, was always kind of seen by Atlanta fans as fairly underwhelming. And he goes to Cincinnati, and that's kind of the same story until this year. He's been unreal. You know, Chicharito, Jesus Ferreira, that's pretty good company at the top of the Golden Boot rankings right now, where Brandon Vazquez is hanging out with them. I think he scores in this game, Tom. I like that at plus 410. So I'm actually playing two moves, technically three. Two of them are parlayed together, and then separately Brandon Vazquez to score. My read on this is Atlanta playing much better than Cincy. You know, getting up to maybe a 2-0 lead, and then as they so often do, not putting the game away. Since he gets back into it, maybe 2-1, maybe 3-1, Atlanta gets a goal late, something like that. It feels very similar to when Charlotte came to Atlanta earlier this year. I really like Atlanta United at home. I think this is something that we should continue to be looking at this year. But like you say, the books are all over that. You're not going to be finding easy money line prices. So try to get a little bit more creative. Atlanta's still figuring themselves out defensively. It seems like that shouldn't be the case with a team that has Miles Robinson, who might be starting in Qatar. But it is. They, you know, especially in transition, the defensive midfield is kind of a mess. I do think Cincy gets the ball into the back of the net here, but Atlanta overwhelmingly beats them. So yeah, pair those together at plus 210. Brandon Vasquez will score at plus 410. If even one of those hits, I'm a happy guy. So yes, they're a little bit different than maybe the classic. I'm like, oh, I like a minus 140 play. But hey, I think these prices for very realistic outcomes make sense to me.
I think moving into the Asian lines a tiny bit, I can get Atlanta minus a goal at minus 103. That's just about an even money there.
Yeah, I don't mind.
I like that. I've got some push protection. I think they're going to win. And I don't necessarily think, because it's MLS, it's hard to lay that hook on the minus 1.5. Yeah. I'll do it in a later play in this show. But in this particular instance with Atlanta, and like you said, they've had that trouble closing out some games, I might go Atlanta minus the one here. I think that would be my play.
The worry in MLS, and this is especially true with Atlanta United, if you look at what's happened with Atlanta this season, both in terms of winning games and losing games, so much happens very, very late.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a little bit similar to like betting NBA lines where that back door just stays open. It doesn't matter if a team's up by 35 in the first half, that back door's still open. MLS is kind of the same way, right? So like you say, a minus 1.5 is always scary in this league. You're not having a Man City versus Norwich City situation very often in MLS. So I fully agree with you. I think the minus one makes sense. I'm going a little bit more aggressive on some plus plays here.
Wow, it's a complete reverse of how we normally are, Taylor. But let's move on here to the Dynamo versus the Timbers. Houston playing host once again. They're even money as favorites to win this game. Timbers plus 240 as road dogs here. Now, Portland actually sits below the Dynamo in the standings. But take a look a little bit closer. Houston has not played the teams Portland has this season. Yes, they both played Vancouver, but Houston has also beaten the Earthquakes and Miami. Portland has beaten Orlando. They've played Orlando. They've played both LA teams, and they've played Austin. They should not be plus 240 in this spot. I think getting the win is entirely reasonable for them here. I love that number. This is one of my favorite plays of the week. Give me plus 240 on Portland. I simply think they're the better team, and that Houston. This is a case of the books looking at the standings and going, "Oh, this team is higher. They're playing at home. They're the favorite." And yeah, not looking at the underlying metrics that have gotten to that point.
Yeah, this wasn't one of my favorite plays of the week. I think everything you just said is correct. My first thought was maybe like something in the over market. And then, yeah, I think in terms of the price, Portland is the play here. My worry this is true just through maybe throughout the season, and Portland outright winning games is just shooting themselves in the foot with crazy cards, weirdness at the back. This is just a team that's very, very MLS-y at this point. You know, there's a lot of twists and turns in every game. It's partially why I had that Blanco card bet last week, the prop. I'm probably staying away here, although, you know, as we do often, Tom, you know, while recording, I'm kind of convincing myself into Portland after you've said that. So I fully agree. I would not do anything Houston-wise here. I don't think Houston's that good. I think Portland is better than their results will say at the end of the year, better than their results say now. But they still scare me a little bit on money line plays, especially away from Portland. But I think the price is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. This is half a play on the price and half the play on me thinking that they're simply the better team and can get it done on the road. The next game up is the New York Red Bulls versus FC Dallas. Red Bulls minus 121 at home to bounce back after their loss to Montreal. Dallas plus 325 on the road. If I had to pick gun to my head, I'm taking Dallas plus the 325. I think the Red Bulls are a better team and will want to bounce back, but this number doesn't feel quite right. Dallas has had some good games early on this year. Again, this is more just, I don't think that number is necessarily correct, rather than me particularly liking this team. This isn't one of my favorite plays. It's more of a pick on the number. I'm not going to have actual money staked on this game.
Scary amount of agreement this week, Tom. I think the number is really good on Dallas, just in terms of looking at it in a vacuum. Our one disagreement here is I'm not really sure how good Red Bulls are. I don't say that one way or the other. I honestly don't know, right? Like I think we could find a lot of different versions of this team by the end of the year. You know, so far they've really only beaten bad teams. Dallas has beaten Nashville, despite Nashville's somewhat inconsistent start. Another play I do like here, and I've been hammering these this week. I have another one later in the show, is Jesus Ferreira to score plus 325. Five goals in his last three games. This dude's been absolutely on fire. I think he'll make the Bundesliga move or whatever pretty soon, but let's enjoy him in MLS while he's here. And I think, you know, like on player to score moves, I know I've offered a plus 410, a plus 325. Usually I'm looking more for like a 7-1, 8-1 kind of thing, but I think these dudes are so on fire right now. And MLS is such a high scoring league that 3.25-1 value, I still like on Jesus Ferreira, especially a guy that can not only score one, but like 2, 3, 4 goals within games, especially in this league. So that's another play that I'm going to offer. I think I'm a little bit higher on Dallas plus 325 than you are, but everything you said, I fully agree with. It's not one of my favorite plays of the week by any means. I do think, you know, we take 3 or 4 of these road dogs, one of them is going to hit every MLS slate. It's just the way that it goes. And this is as reasonable of one to hit as any. So give me Dallas.
Exactly. I completely agree with you there. If only goal scoring bets, it would be fun if a book would offer, if you take someone to score and they score 2 goals, you get paid out twice. Obviously no one would do that, and with good reason, but come on, wouldn't it be fun?
Well, Bet Rivers does have the two or more option. So I sometimes it'll be the first play when you scroll down, you're looking at the props. Bet Rivers has a 2 or more, and I think even a hat trick bet that you can make as well, which if you're going to do it on anyone, Jesus Ferreira is as good of an option there as any. I think he had a hat trick either last game or the game before. So those are crazy bets. Hey, that's not how I wager typically, but
it's a lottery ticket. It can be fun.
Yeah.
Next up, DC United versus Austin. DC minus 107 at home. Austin, they're going to be a 255 road dog here. The draw plus 275. You know, Austin's been historically atrocious on the road in their long, illustrious 2-year history, but they're slowly turning that around. They got a point versus the Quakes for their first road point since May of last year. They could win this game, but I could also see a draw. So I'm going to go with Austin plus the half goal for minus 113.
Okay, I like that. I am realizing as we go through the show, I have way too many of these road dog plays because I have Austin again on the money line play at plus 255. I mean, here's the thing. I totally agree. Austin away from home, but Austin might just be good. And DC might.
I'm still trying to figure out, was the 10 goal first 2 games a mirage, or is this team legit?
I think they have it in their DNA. Like, I think Austin's going to be in the playoffs. I don't know.
I could see them in the playoffs. I think next year they're going to be a good team.
Yeah.
I think this year we still figure it out. I think next year they're good. But for now, this is a weird week, Taylor. I'm going more conservative. You're going more aggressive.
Totally. Yeah, totally. Yeah. I told you I have too much confidence after last week, Tom.
Yep.
I will just say though, as we don't love Austin maybe away from home, DC at home has not been that good. I mean, this is a team that's lost 2 home games already this year. So it's not as if, and that's something they could figure out, but it's not as if they've been they've had this like incredible home field advantage. I'm gonna take it. I like your plus half goal makes sense. It makes sense because I could absolutely see this ending in a draw. This might be one of those where I play a conservative play and I play an aggressive play as well. But
I could completely see that. The next game up is a little bit of a tough read for me though. It's the Crew versus Orlando. You've got the Crew at minus 137. I don't really have an interest in playing that price as a home favorite. Orlando plus 350 as a dog. Maybe. I feel like Columbus is the better team despite Orlando being second in the East right now. I like the under. I don't see either of these teams blowing someone out, so under 2.5 at minus 112 makes a lot of sense. Might throw something on Orlando, but I'm leaning more towards the under.
The under, you say?
Yeah.
Yes. Agreement again. I also have the under, Tom. Under 2.5, minus 112. I think if you're a conservative bettor, I don't mind the money line play. I think Columbus will win this game, but you know, you just don't need to be taking minus 137 money lines in MLS. There's so much other stuff to take.
And I'm going the opposite way. I'm sitting here looking at the road dog being like, Orlando's not a bad team. They could go out and win this.
Orlando has been better than I thought they would be this year. I am going to just do the under though. Columbus, the best expected goals against average in the league at just 0.7 a game. Their metrics like that, the actual goal stuff like that. Now Orlando, like, you know, they've been a solid under team as well. They got smacked by LAFC at home. But other than that, five of their seven games at two goals are under so far this year in MLS. You know, everything seems to point to an under. I don't like how kind of cleanly it's pointing to an under, similar to how cleanly everything's pointing to an over in the Montreal-Vancouver game.
Here's the thing, though, Taylor. You look at the number. Under's minus 112. The over's minus 120.
Bizarre.
Yeah. So we're actually going against the the book a little bit here.
Yeah, well, I like that. And you know, I think I would say the jury is very much out on like what Orlando can be as a team, but I'm a little bit hesitant of being just overly confident about my under hitting with them in Chicago last week. I do think this is a reasonable under here though.
Next game up, Toronto versus the Union, and welcome back to the Road Dog Show, because the Toronto FC is plus 175. So I take it back. At Toronto is $1.75 home dogs. The Union are $1.43 road favorites. And I'm going with the road favorite in this one. Is Philadelphia a wagon? I don't think you can have a wagon in MLS, really. I think that they are a very good team that will surely lose some games, and this could be one of them. But I'm getting them as a favorite, plus 143. Yes, it's on the road, but Toronto and Philly aren't that far apart. I've made that drive. So I'm going to take the Union, and I'm going to take my chances.
Oh, Tom. Well, I mean, agreement is my enemy, and this is another agreement situation. So similar to San Jose, I'm like, oh, man, I wish San Jose got the win out of their system. I wish Philly has gotten the loss out of their system. Because it's
this
MLS,
could be that spot,
and it feels like it could. Although this is a team that's already gone away and gotten some impressive wins. NYCFC, they won another road game too. The price for one of the best teams in the league, like right now, you look at how the league is sort of the tiers of the league. It's Philly and the LA teams are kind of in a tier of their own as far as the small early season sample size. And the reason why I don't think it's an overreaction to look at that and say, oh, Philadelphia is really good, is because we've seen this process for two or three years now. It's a continuation, and the growth is ongoing. And the books are clearly not figuring it out, or they just think, like we've mentioned, eventually the loss has to come. But I do think anything plus for Philly you're taking, unless it's, you know, one of those other top teams in the league. You have to, until proven wrong. So give me Philly plus 143, full agreement.
Exactly. We got to ride this until it stops working. That's my opinion there. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. We'll take Philly. Speaking of ain't broke, don't fix it, something that's very broke right now, the New England Revolution. They're minus 180 to win against Charlotte. Plus 430 is the road dog in this one. The draw plus 325. Was it all Matt Turner? Was he just the entire – was it always just Matt Turner? Was that the reason the New England Revolution were good last season? Because the holy supporter shield hangover, they have been bad to start this year. I can't take them to win this game, especially not at that price. The draw at plus 325 makes a little sense. Honestly, I'm looking at Charlotte plus the half goal.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I have no play written down on this. I would lean toward – you know, the only reason I'm not saying Charlotte moneyline is because of what this show has been so far. I can't add that back in. I also don't love Charlotte coming off of a huge win against Atlanta.
Agreed.
Their biggest win now in their club's history. Their history, I say. I don't love them after that to go and be kind of one of these road dog situations. However, New England, the Revs this year feel like, you know, when like Wolves or West Ham or someone makes the Europa League, and maybe they make a deep run in the Europa League, but it really starts affecting their Premier League performances. I think you're seeing a little bit of that with New England in the Champions League. They've just not been able to balance all of this. They've lost some guys as well, but I just, you know, five losses in a row at this point, which usually an MLS points to, they're going to get it done this week. I just don't like them enough. And I'm not there yet with Charlotte. I've been impressed, been pleasantly surprised by them, but I'm not there yet with them. So this is, I hate to say it, folks. I know this is not interesting podcasting, but listener, this is a stay away.
I am completely with you. Like, it's a case of gun to my head. If I have to pick a play, I'm going to go Charlotte plus the half goal. But in the interest of full disclosure, when I go back after the weekend and I'm tallying up our results, I'm not counting this game against our results. This is a no play for us.
Beauty.
Minnesota United versus the Colorado Rapids. And yeah, this one, my only note in it is no play. I just have absolutely nothing here in this spot. I know that it's bad to have two no plays in a row like this, but at least I kind of could see Charlotte with the half goal in the last one. But this one, I just pass. Minnesota's not good. Colorado's not good. I don't know that either of these teams can score goals. I don't know that either of these defenses can stop goals. Just a hard pass. This is my biggest hard pass of the slate.
I agree Minnesota's not great. I still kind of like what happens to the Loons at home. They've pulled out some really nice results at home over the years and have been awful on the road. So anytime they're at home, my first thing is like, all right, can I get them? Are they at like the plus 160, plus 180 range? And here the price is not good enough for me to be super excited about it at plus 118. That would be my play, or maybe looking at the draw market. I also am not overly confident here. I would do anything but take Colorado in this spot. I don't like Colorado on the road at all this season. I think we can probably move on. I would tease Minnesota plus 118, but I wish that number was like plus 140.
Yeah. The good news is the next game up on the slate, I like a whole lot more, and I know I'm going to burst into flames in this Quakes jersey. But the Chicago Fire, no pun intended there, are taking on the LA Galaxy. The Fire, $1.118 as home favorites. The Galaxy coming off the big El Trafico win, $2.20 road dogs, and the draw at plus 245. Taylor, this Chicago Fire team is not good by any stretch of the term. I don't know that the Galaxy necessarily travel all that well, but I like them to keep the momentum going here. I know it's yet another road dog play for us, but Chicago scored 5 goals this season. 3 of them came against Cincy and the other 2 against DC. Under 2.5, very in play here at even money. They've also only given up 2 goals, though granted, they have not played good teams. I think this Galaxy team is very legit. Both LA teams have had good bounces back this year. I don't see any reason why I'm not playing another road dog in this spot.
I'm interested to see what Chicago's defense can do against a Galaxy side that's suddenly looking like Landon Donovan era Galaxy again. But I do think the Galaxy get it done. Plus 220 is a crazy price for what's been one of the 3 best teams in the league so far this season. Whether or not they maintain that remains to be seen, but they've been awesome. I also have Chicharito to score at plus 143 written down.
It's not a bad bet. The man scores goals.
You can ignore me on that if you want. That's such an insane, like any like betting principles is like taking.
Yeah, that is completely that is completely not the wisest bet. It would kill me to ever actually put a goal scoring bet on a guy where there's a 1 to start it. And then there's not 4 digits. Taylor, I think you're back with us. Yeah, I think you hit your mic in your excitement.
It's a classic. It's a very classic move of mine. I'm probably going to take that, but that's not like an official plug. That this is my continued push. Not that I need to be doing any kind of real politicking for the Mexican national team, but El Tri, if you're listening, you need to be bringing Chicharito to the World Cup.
3 games left on the slate here. The Sounders take on Miami. Sounders minus 186, Miami plus 480, and the draw plus 310. This is one road dog I do not want to touch at all. I don't think the under 2.5 isn't the worst play, because here's my problem with these next 2 games up. Seattle and NYCFC have their second leg of the CONCACAF Champions League in the midweek here. That's actually taking place. Is that tonight when we're recording this, Taylor?
Yes, sir.
So, yeah. Depending on when the show goes up, that might have already happened. Maybe not yet. But I just, neither of these games I'm going to be too interested in playing, because I don't know what that is going to look like yet. I think both of these teams could be tired by the point that they get to their weekend games, especially for Seattle here. This is a tough, tough one, because they had to fly to New York. They're now flying down to Miami, and then they got to go back to Seattle. I take it back. They were in Seattle for the first leg. Never mind. Doesn't matter. My point is, this could be a draw or low scoring. Wait for lineups before you play this game.
All right. Well, I'm happy we have our first full disagreement, Tom. I am looking at an overplay here, actually, at minus 137. I don't mind a Sounders spread play either. And here's my counter to everything you just said on the travel. The Sounders have been playing Champions League. They've been playing deep U.S. Open Cup runs. They've been doing all this stuff basically since their inception. This club knows how to balance these competitions. I will have the exact opposite take about NYCFC here shortly. But I think the Sounders against an Inter team that is horrific defensively will get it done. The worry here is maybe Miami doesn't help you out for an overplay. But I think, honestly, Seattle should get it done on their own. And an over, yes, this is where I go back to my conservative ways. I like minus 137 to give me the flexibility in that over market instead of, you know, a Sounders minus one, or dare I say Sounders minus one and a half at plus 160. So all that is, you know, look, Miami is four of Miami's five games have had four plus goals this year. This defense is not good. Yeah. This is a team that I think I will be continuing to try overs. And you know, Seattle, the Rui Diaz, Lodeiro, Morris thing is figuring itself out again. Freddie Montero, you throw him into the mix like he's 26 again. I just think this is a really fun attacking team against a bad defense. Everything you said about the Champions League is sensible, but I think Seattle is just kind of the main exception to that rule because of how much experience, not just the club, but a lot of these guys have balancing that much footy throughout the year and that much travel. So we'll see what happens. That's a huge travel move also for Miami to go to Seattle. So I think the travel card can kind of play on both sides.
Yeah, but that travel for Seattle is so much worse because to clarify here, they had their midweek game last week in Seattle versus New York. Now they fly to New York for this game. And then they have to fly back home to take on Miami. That is a lot of travel with a very short turnaround. I don't know that they play the full host of guys because they're going to be going all out possible. Tonight. That's the thing that worries me most. So this game, I can't really give a read on because I don't know what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
So I would just recommend you wait for lineups before you play this one.
I don't hate that take. I think that's absolutely true. Keep an eye out for what happens here. Seattle would be okay dropping something in an early season MLS game more so than some of these Champions League games. So,
and even so, they're going to look at Miami and go, can our B team beat these guys? Do we need to play the starters to have a legitimate shot to at least steal a point here? That's what I think this is going to be. Next game up is New York City NYCFC versus RSL, the abbreviation battle. But see the Sounders. I think New York City should win this game, but I don't necessarily like a pre-flop number here. They're minus 177, RSL plus 460, the draw plus 300. At least they don't have the same travel that Seattle has, but I don't know. I still, again, I don't know what their lineup's going to look like. I think they're a better team than RSL, but I just can't play this game not knowing what's going to happen.
Well, the championship hangover thing in the league has been pretty real for New York so far this year. Yeah. I mean, they've lost four in a row, all comps. Their defense is imploding, 11 goals conceded in those last four. I mean, maybe their only good performance of the entire season was smacking a Montreal team that a lot of teams can do. This is RSL plus 460, baby. NYCFC has not shown me enough early in the season. I still think they have the DNA there, obviously, as we saw last year, but everything that you said about Seattle, I am adding in for New York City FC in a very inconsistent take, as the travel affects them here. And look, I don't love RSL's attack. Like, maybe they won't be able to make NYCFC pay in the same way that some of these other teams have, but I do think they get enough done to win the game at a crazy price. So this is, I think, the most, in my mind, honestly, Tom, out of the road dogs, this is the most realistic, crazy one. The Galaxy, okay, like, that's a reasonable thing for the Galaxy to win. I don't think anyone expects RSL to win this game. I could totally see it. Sounds like you could see it as well. So plus 460, Real Salt Lake.
Yeah. If I was going to toss something, I'd toss a couple bucks on that if I had to pick a number. But again, full disclosure, I'm not counting this one against my record when I go back to check these later on. Last game on the slate here, LAFC versus SKC. And I said earlier I liked a -1.5 this week. This is that spot. LAFC minus the goal and a half at plus 160 for me. If you just look on the money line, they're -$1.80. Sporting Kansas City plus 450 and the draw plus 320. I think that LAFC expresses some rage here at the El Tráfico loss. They love to score. Sporting Kansas City loves to concede. I see them winning this game by 2 goals, at least.
Yeah, I mean, we're in the same boat. The only difference is I'm a little bit more conservative here at LA, -1.25, +128. I want a little bit of protection just knowing this is MLS.
Yeah.
However, you know, LA's beaten Orlando, Vancouver, Inter, and Colorado all by two or more this year. Now, there are some bad teams in those in that group, but this may be a hot take. Is Sporting also a bad team? I don't know. Like, maybe you could put them in that mix as well. LAFC tied for the most goals in the league, but I don't want an over because of Sporting. I like an over in theory instead of a spread in MLS. I like an over more in general, but yeah. Here I'm too concerned that Sporting isn't going to help me at all.
And the other problem is the over is -175. That's just
exactly.
You can't exactly. Take a 3.5 in this game because again, they're not going to help you, and you can't take a 2.5 because it's prohibitively priced. So
yep.
I'm going to fall on the spread there. If they only win it by the goal, and whoopsie, maybe go a little bit more conservative with just the minus a goal. I think that's a perfectly reasonable play, but I'm going to bet on LAFC's offense in this one and hopefully rely on Sporting Kansas City's offense to hold up their end of the bargain by not scoring in this particular contest. So that's where I'm going to go there, Taylor. And that's going to wrap us up for the slate real quick. You're on the spot. Do you want to give your favorite play or should I give out mine?
Give yours first. Give me 2 seconds.
All right. I will give you 2 seconds there. I went with a parlay last week that got me a little cooked. I'd love to make like a 3-teamer to give out every week, and I will try to do a better job of doing that as we go on. But this week I'm going with just one play, and I'm going with Nashville +148 versus my Earthquakes. I think that this Nashville team is very, very good. I think they're good at winning on the road. And I'm getting $1.50 on them. I'll take Nashville.
I am actually going to throw that LA spread play as my most confident. This is, like I say, we've sort of seen this thing stratified already early in the season. Philly and the LA teams, those are the teams you got to be catching right now. And it was a fun El Trafico last week. I fully agree. I think LA bounces back here. And by the way, +128 with a -1, you know, getting half of your money back production kind of thing. I like that price a lot. I think it's the smartest move here. I'm reading this as like maybe a 3-1 or a 2-0, something like that for LA to get the win. So give me LA -1.25, Tom.
All right. Well, that is going to do it for us here. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter at TV at work, Taylor at ATLT Will with the 1L. And of course, head on over to betrivers.com today. Sign up for your account and get yourself into the game. Guys, best of luck with this weekend. Best of luck with any and all of the plays that you make. Taylor, best of luck to you as well. That's all for us, and we will see you guys next episode.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Major League Soccer on the Bet Rivers Network.